This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Digital Galleria, Midtown Tire, The Next Chapter, Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, Boats Home Furnishings, Don's Heating and Cooling, and Central Cellular. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Central College, Knoxville Raceway, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Pella Rollscreen Foundation, Marion County Bank, and the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher, Dallas. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Pella Fire Department is ready to respond to any emergency in the community. What's it like to be a member? Let's go in depth with Doug Van Gorkum, Randy Bogard, and Joel Broffart with the Pella Fire Department. So, Doug, congratulations. I hear you're chief again.
That is what I've been told.
And how many years is that?
I would say 10 years.
And Joel, you're assistant chief?
Yes. 10 years.
About 10 years,
yep.
Too. And Randy, what's your position with the department?
I hold the title of captain, and I have been captain less time than they are talking, but it was, I'm going to say, maybe six, seven years, something like that.
And how many guys are on the department?
We've got 26 on the department right now.
Is that enough?
Most of the time it is. Once in a while we run a little bit short when we have a major fire, but we've been very fortunate that we haven't had any major fires for a while.
And so what makes people want to be a fireman, want to join the department?
I think when you ask most of the people, they want to give back to their community.
That simple.
I really think so.
There's all kinds of ways to give back, though. This is a particularly interesting one and has some special things going on.
It does, and the other thing it has is It just gives you a different perspective of life in general when you're fighting a fire. I mean, you're watching out for your fellow firefighters. You're watching out for yourself in dangerous situations, and it can be an adrenaline rush too.
Is that it for you too, Joel?
Pretty much. I help the community. I had, when I got on, my neighbor was on, and he asked me if I wanted to be on, and I said I'd think about it, and told him I would, and then about 6 months later, he gave me a pager, and I was on the fire department. So, and it is kind of a rush, too, for some of these big fires and stuff, the adrenaline rush.
Randy?
Well, it's also a great feeling to know that you've helped people. They don't call you unless they're in trouble. If we get a page, someone's having a bad day, and we try to make it better. We can't fix the damage. We can't change what's done, but we can sometimes minimize it and make it better for them and make it easier for them to get through it. So that's really, you come away from that with a good feeling.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Verduft Agency, Marion County Fair Association, Pella Regional Health Center, Griffin Nursing and Rehab Center, Two Rivers Co-op, Pleasantville Schools and Trojan Fitness Center, and the Good Samaritan Society in Indianola. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville State Bank, The Sign Spot, Creative Landscaping, DMB Supply, the Knoxville Recreation Center, and Hubes Garage.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Randy Bogard, and Joel Broffart with the Pella Fire Department. It's like somehow, and you know, you're not going to like me saying this, probably it's like your local heroes. Is that how it feels? Like you're really coming to the rescue like that?
No, I don't think, you said it. I don't agree with that. I don't think that any of us feel like we're heroes. I really don't. I never have. When I was a rookie on this department, I had more of an adrenaline rush than I have today because my position has changed. Now I've got to stand back and look and see what's going on instead of just boldly going in and fighting the fire. I've got to make sure that things are safe for all the firefighters that are doing their job. So, but no, I don't think it's that at all.
Don't think like that. Nah, everybody's just shaking their head. But a whole lot of people in the community look at you that way. You okay with that?
I guess that's a positive way to look at us. I'd rather be looked at in a positive way than in a negative way.
Mm-hmm. And when a fire happens, it's really, really bad thing to happen. Loss of life, perhaps, property, certainly. And so the community really counts on our first responders, our firefighters, our other first responders, because it's, like you say, it's going to be a really bad day if a fire happens.
That's correct.
Do you think that in your years working for the fire department that lives have been saved?
Indirectly, perhaps, but directly, no, we have not been in that situation. That's why we don't think of ourselves as heroes.
And how about any lives lost in fires in your memories?
Not actually. I can't remember in a structure fire. I remember in car fires, accidents that the vehicles were actually engulfed in flames when we got there. Yes, I can remember a few of those.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the George Daly Auditorium, Walmart in Pella, Vermeer Corporation, McGriff's of New Sharon, Pleasantville Auto, Golf Cars of Iowa, and the Knoxville Police Department and Fire and Rescue. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Cascade Manufacturing of Pleasantville, LDJ Manufacturing, Iowa State Savings Bank, Vanderwilt Construction, and Sundance Realty. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Randy Bogard, and Joel Brofart with the Pella Fire Department. That there haven't been any fatalities in houses or in industrial workplaces probably says something to the effectiveness of your educating the public. Is that a role for the department too?
Oh, yes. Fire Prevention Week is a big thing for us with going to schools and talking to the kids, talking about smoke detectors and testing your smoke detectors and doing training at your home. And people are more aware of that. It's more out in the public all the time about putting smoke detectors in homes. The other thing is I just think people take better care of their residences than years ago. When I was first on, you know, there'd be a little fire here, a little fire there, just because somebody was careless with a space heater, with whatever, but it seems like that people are more aware of those things today, and we've been very, very fortunate. We can count our blessings that we haven't had that happen in our community.
And so I remember, was it a couple of years ago when you gave away 100 fire alarms? Is that right?
Yes, I think it was actually last year.
Last year, was it?
Yeah, last fall. Yep.
Well, that was sort of a fun day, wasn't it?
It was. It was very fun to see the people come in for them, and hopefully they all put them to good use.
You did that for what? Maybe 3 hours one morning? 4 hours one morning?
Yeah, one Saturday morning. That's correct.
And you gave away 100?
A little over 100,
A little
yes.
over 100.
Mm-hmm. We ran out.
Yeah, and there was a lineup, and the kids were able to get on the fire trucks. Reaching the kids, that's a pretty important thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's something that we do during Fire Prevention Week, too, is where we take a truck to the schools, and I think it's first graders that they do that with. It's a program that's been in place for many years, and it's a and it's a good situation to keep kids aware of stop, drop, and roll. That's when they teach them that, and it's a great thing. Kids love fire trucks.
Well, yeah, it's like you're recruiting, you know, firemen of the, for the next generation.
Possibly.
When they're there.
Yes. Possibly.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Mercy One, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Capstone Behavioral Health, Raymaker Screen Printing, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, and Klein's Towing. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, State Farm Agent Jay Olson, 3M Manufacturing, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Van Haften Racing, and Precision Pulley and Idler. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Randy Bogard, and Joel Brofart with the Pella Fire Department. Did you all get on a fire truck when you were little boys?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've got a picture of me on an old fire truck with some of the firefighters that when I got on the department, there was a couple of them still on the department when I got on, that I rode around West Market Park on a fire truck.
When you were a little boy.
That's right.
I bet they knew they were recruiting the new chief.
I doubt that.
To look a lot of years ahead, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they'd be looking a long ways ahead.
Randy, did you get on a fire truck as a little boy?
Not that I recall, but of course, you know, you're always interested, and if I'd have had a chance, I sure would have, but I don't recall doing that.
And Joel, did you?
I did. Well, probably when I was like 12 or 13 years old, I got on with and actually went out to a rural fire with him one time and rode in the tanker with him, with Greg Van Vark. I remember my neighbor, Chuck Hooksma, rode with us.
I'll be darned.
So. Did they teach you to run the pumper?
No, not really. They just kind of said, stand back and watch. So,
I bet that was a life-changing experience.
No, it was. It was very fun, very interesting.
And that's probably one of the reasons you were a firefighter.
Well, it could be, yeah. It helped, contributed to it.
Well, the Pella community sure seems to get behind the department. You've told me before, Doug, that you pretty much have what you feel is the equipment that you need. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. We have very good equipment. The city council administration takes extremely good care of the fire department. They talk safety, 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 and that's what we want to talk to. But I don't want to absolutely forget the Lake Prairie Township trustees. They also do an excellent job of taking care of keeping good equipment. And they're big on safety also. So both city and rural, which we take care of here in this station, they make sure that we have equipment to do what we need to do our job with and safe.
Well, and whenever there's a bad fire, I see you all arrive in support of other communities, and I also see one of the things that's in high demand when there's a downtown fire is your ladder truck. That's pretty unique, isn't it?
Correct. There's not a lot of towns that have that capability, and we're known as being a local resource here for that. I know we've been to Knoxville with it. We've been to Oskaloosa with it, and we're more than happy if they need us, we'll be there. You know, so, yeah, we can give them capabilities they don't have any other way. If you have to have an aerial attack with water up high or possibly even a high-level rescue, we can do both those things. So.
And I've seen it in use here in Pella, too.
That's right.
That's right.
Skunk River Pallet a few years back.
Yep.
Is that the last time it was used? When was that, 2008, 2007?
That's not the last time it was used. That may be the last high-profile fire it was used at. But we've definitely used it since on different things. But sometimes we just bring it to stand by, not sure if you even need it, but you have it available if you do.
Is there a lot of training involved, continuous training? Or
yes, to become a firefighter, you have to initially take firefighter 1 before you can even actually be on a hose line or anything like that. And then after that, there's 24 hours a year of ongoing training that we have to attend to stay certified and stay on the fire department.
And so how many hours a year do you think you spend in training and fire-related activities?
Oh, quite a few. I would say probably 150, a couple hundred.
I would say
easily.
So. Yeah, because I think, and I don't have the figures in front of me, but we had roughly 100 city
hours.
And rural calls in 2013. And that in itself, even if you would break that down to an hour per call, some of them are longer. So there you've got 100 hours right there, plus then the 24 hours of training hours, plus
meeting
nights, work nights. That's twice a month. So yeah, you 150 hours would probably be pretty average.
Anything that the public might not know about the fire department that you'd like to share with us today?
We appreciate the low calls and
yeah.
Appreciate them taking care of their properties and having smoke alarms, and that we can get there pretty early in the event if there is a fire or something like that. Just the appreciation we have for them for everything they have given us, and the public works with us well.
Thanks to Doug Van Gorkum, Randy Bogard, and Joel Brofart for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.